WFYI's reporting is informed by community engagement, led by specialists like Tasha Gibson. Gibson spent her summer listening to community members' concerns about education in Marion County. Digital editor Lauren Bavis spoke to Gibson about what she learned and what comes next.
Hi, Tasha. Thank you for telling us more about this. First, can you explain what exactly you do for our team as a community engagement specialist?
So my work is primarily about deepening and extending the team's reporting. So I don't direct reporting. I don't tell the team what I think they should cover. But I do look for ways to find people with lived experience who can inform that reporting. And I look for ways to take what the team does with tracking down sources and verifying data and pulling it all together with context into something that can inform. I do what I can to extend that reporting so that it reaches more people. I do that in a variety of ways. So one way is that I convene listening sessions. So in a really formal way, I try to bring people together in person or virtually around a particular topic. But I also do that in more informal ways, which is showing up where people already are and listening there. And that's where I spent most of my summer, this past summer, just looking for opportunities to be where people were already gathered, asking questions, and then collecting what we heard so I can deliver it to our team.
Yeah, and tell me more about that. So to get that feedback from the community you're talking about, what did you focus on this summer?
I kind of tried to formulate one central question that I could ask across multiple environments and contexts and communities. And that question was about schools. Do you feel like your child is getting what they need in school? Yes or no? And from there, I was able to follow up. So if it was yes, I was like, awesome, tell me more. If it was no, then I really wanted to know, if they would allow me, I really wanted to know what more schools could do. Asking for community feedback about what schools could do more of felt like a way of getting at real concerns that communities had for their children, their own children, but also for the children in their neighborhoods and in their lives.
And what did the folks you talked to say? Did they feel like their students are getting what they need in the classroom?
What was interesting was how much parents wanted their children to have more interactive, outdoor, or kind of engaging instructional time. They were noticing that their kiddos or their students or kids had been behind devices for a year and a half, and they wanted their kids to get away from those devices, outside, interacting with their peers, interacting with their teachers in really meaningful ways. That was one thing that immediately stood out to me that was a trend. The adults who were responding to this question really wanted more adults to be involved in school. So mentors, volunteers, more one-to-one time with behavioral therapists. The community didn't use this word, but what I'm learning is paraprofessionals. They wanted more people, more adults, responsible adults, to be in their classroom with their children to provide that support. Overwhelmingly, what we heard, and this won't surprise people at all, is parents and caregivers and school support staff and even students wanted more mental health services.
It sounds like you had some really productive conversations. And so what do you and the rest of the education desk plan to do now with everything you've learned from the community?
I think the key will be moving forward for me and for our teams at WFYI to figure out how to provide resources and information that can help families feel empowered with the information they need to make good decisions for their families.
Tasha, thank you so much for taking the time to tell us more about your work.
Thank you, Lauren.